Welcome to More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. This week, we'll talk with the McDowell News and Mike Conley, who covers local government, business, and community events. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again, Paul.
Mike, let's first of all start with local government news. McDowell County officials say that a tax hike is being recommended because of various needs that have to be met and priorities set by the Board of Commissioners. There's not been an increase in some 15 years. What's the latest?
The county manager, Ashley Wooten, presented the commissioners with a recommended budget of $42.6 million for fiscal year 2018-2019. This budget has a higher property tax rate of 58.7 per $100 valuation. Currently, our tax rate for the county is 55 cents per $100 valuation. I've been covering county commissioners for over 20 years, and year after year, the budget has always been no tax rate increase. When I heard this from the county manager, I had to ask myself if I was hearing him correctly and triple checked it, and he said, yes, that is the recommended tax rate for next fiscal year. During the meeting, county manager and the commissioners talked about various priorities and needs that they are faced with as a way to justify this higher tax rate.
Go ahead and talk a little bit about the priorities. What were some of the things mentioned as being at the top of the list and a reason for the possible tax hike?
McDowell County is performing renovation work on our county courthouse, which was built in 1923. Behind the courthouse is the county administration building, which is a big, multi-story white structure built in the 70s. It's not the most beautiful building, as a lot of 70s municipal buildings were, but it needs a lot of renovation work, too. And the work on both of these buildings is estimated at $6.6 million, more funding for public education, and increasing teacher supplements, so that the teachers in McDowell County, they're more competitive with their counterparts in Buncombe or Burke counties, Avery and Mitchell. Another priority that the commissioners have talked about and have agreed to undertake is the new transportation department. This will be a small transit system, transportation for people who have no other way to get to their doctor's appointments, their pharmacy visits, going to the grocery store. And this new transportation department will be funded by the state and federal governments, but the county has to put in some money too. Combined are the priorities which they outlined during their budget discussions.
Do you get a feeling, was it stated when we look at the commissioners as a whole, are there some that would be in favor and some opposed to this tax hike when a final vote is taken?
When the commissioners received the budget from our county manager, they had almost no discussion. The feeling that I had from them was that they kind of knew this was going to be presented to them. I've talked with the county commission chairman, David Walker. He has told me that we've not had an increase in 15 years. Good stewards, but we've got a lot going on now. He said that you don't like to raise the property tax rate, but things need to be paid for. You don't want to do it, but you have to meet the capital need. You won't believe what an ambulance costs, but it was pretty astronomical. He said you hate to do it, but you've got to provide vital services. And another commissioner, the newest member, Brenda Vaughn, told me that no one likes higher taxes. We as commissioners are given the task of assuring our county has the ability to operate in a manner to completely support its citizens with the services necessary to maintain health, safety, and growth while keeping taxes as low as possible. And I believe we are doing just this. We have kept the tax rate as low as possible, and we'll always endeavor to do so.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the upcoming days ahead for the McDowell County Commissioners and how the citizens respond if they have to get used to a new tax rate. Those updates and the new equipment, it's probably going to take that. Mike, let's change gears and now talk about Ingles. Ingles is a well-known name in the grocery store business. Marion's had an Ingles for a long time, but like some other cities and towns across the Carolinas, they've never had the renovation, the update, or a brand new Ingles. I understand, though, that some news is out there about a possible change.
Yes, that's correct. Ingles has been here for as long as I can remember. And the Ingles store that we have now is located on West Henderson Street in a shopping center that is owned by the Ingles Company. At the beginning of this year, Rite Aid, which was located right next door to Ingles, went out of business. Of course, immediately people started saying, well, now that Rite Aid is gone and Ingles owns the rest of the shopping center and there's nothing else there, then the Ingles Company can move in and build us a new and improved store similar to the ones you see in Black Mountain or Morganton or Asheville. The Ingalls stores that have a Starbucks, a movie rental, that have a gas station, which has become almost standard for the chain. Just recently, sure enough, City Hall of Marion received site plans, not only the new Ingalls store, but the entire shopping center for a 71,740-square-foot Ingalls store. The city manager told me that this would be roughly a 20,000-square-foot expansion from the current store. It would be similar to the one in Black Mountain, which, be honest, a lot of people in McDowell County go to shop. It's so much bigger and nicer. People have, for many years, have hoped that we would get something even better, like surrounding counties and cities. There's other plans for this shopping center besides a bigger Ingalls. It includes the gas station, which has become almost standard for the chain. In addition, the site plan calls for a 22,000-square-foot fitness center on one end of the Ingalls store, and on the opposite end of the supermarket, the plan has four retail shop spaces, each one measuring 20 by 70 feet. The rest of the shopping center for many years had a department store, it had a Hallmark store, and it had the Rite Aid. Over the past 15, 20 years, these stores have gone out of business, leaving empty spaces. So Ingalls has plans to bring in other stores, other retailers, in that shopping center. We have no idea as to what will actually go in these spaces or when construction on the new Ingalls will start or when it will be finished. I have to tell you, since I wrote this story, we have a way of measuring how many people read our stories on our website and on our Facebook page, and this story has gotten a lot of attention. It's something that people in Marion have been talking about and have looked forward to for many years. Now it seems like it's actually going
to
happen.
Our guest on More to the Story, Mike Connolly of the McDowell News. And Mike, we've got time just to quickly mention one more thing. Recently, Tractor Supply Company, along with the National FFA Organization, support North Carolina's future agriculture leaders through what's called the annual Grants for Growing program. And this year, North Carolina Tractor Supply Stores raised $40,000 through customer donations to fund youth-led ag projects made possible by that initiative, and we understand the McDowell FFA program was a part of this.
McDowell FFA was awarded $2,000 to fund its project, which is called Farm-Bought Vegetable Farming. Now, what that is, the local FFA plans to install a farm-bought robotic farmer on a raised bed garden in one of the school courtyards. This grant would not fully fund the project, so the local FFA is working to secure the remaining money needed to purchase and install the equipment to showcase the combination of technology and agriculture for our school and grow some produce for our culinary classes. A FarmBot is an automated farming machine and software package that allows for tooling such as plows, seed injectors, watering nozzles, and sensors. This entire system is numerically controlled and fully automated from the sowing of seeds to harvest.
You got to love technology, also reaching out to the agricultural industry and the farm with a farm bot. Always good to get called up on the news of Marion and McDowell County when we speak with, of course, the McDowell News and Mike Connolly. Mike, thank you so much for your time today.
Paul, it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
That's More to the Story from WNCW for this week, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.